Those who attended this morning's class, remember, I was speaking about a great danger in a devotee's life, that is the inner darkness, which is much more dangerous than an outer darkness, because as long as this inner darkness persists, samsara will continue for you. In my own life, I have seen that it's not so easy to get rid of these old attachments which come from previous lives. And now in this afternoon's workshops or lectures, I want to introduce you to the direct method of dealing with these. This morning I suggested the indirect method and the direct method. The indirect method was you reveal and you bring out what is there. You bring out your shadow and discuss it in the light of consciousness, awareness. Now we will talk about the direct method. We will hope that the Krishna sun will rise. I will do what I always thought is best. I will combine the chanting of the holy name with a direct discussion of Krishna Katha. At times I will also introduce you to ancient meditational techniques. And I think you now understand it's something which I really want to share with you, and I request your respectful attentiveness, which is a big challenge when we are from Balkane to be silent. It is a challenge, yes. You will make it, it's not a problem. We are all very joyful that we are together. I need to say one thing in German. Wir haben uns entschieden, doch eine Running Translation zu haben und brauchen somit das nicht. Sorry, ich hatte gedacht, es sind weniger, die es brauchen. Nimm's ruhig mit und dann, wir brauchen das nicht. Was ist das? Stay on your post, huh? My dear devotees, let us hear what would be the scene if you would meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. How would he look like? What would be the situation? But first, you would see an ocean of devotees who were doing two things. They would talk about Krishna or chant his holy name. Those who wanted to be close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were not allowed to talk about mundane subject matters. To be close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant you either chanted the holy name or talked about Krishna. Other subjects were not in. You this was just not done. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, he is Krishna himself who had come to teach the school of absorption. That meant later, Hare Krishna, what's going on here? One minute. Jiva Goswami had later described what absorption, what Krishna consciousness meant. He had said, our consciousness is like a cloth, and it should be colored in the blue that is in the Krishna color, by always remembering Krishna and never forgetting him. That's the purpose of all his whole, of all spiritual life, to just color your consciousness, to make it spiritual, by always talking and remembering Krishna. And devotees in the old times lived like that. If you wanted to be a devotee, you had to chant a minimum of 64 hours. Absolute minimum. Absolute. I mean, really, that was... it was not good, you know. So really the minimum.
And shit.
I think it's not a good reaction to laugh about it. Are we laughing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees? Do we think it's fanatic? If you just try to understand, you're not now a Western Hare Krishna devotee. You're just trying to understand, why did they do this? They wanted to forget this world. All the things we are so interested in, Vatsati. Because the understanding is we are here in a false dream. We want to wake up from this. This was the understanding at the ancient times. Just a few days before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, he sat at the bank of the ocean. And if you hear what he talked, you will just understand what he came for. He was looking at the ocean and he remembered Yamuna and cried for Krishna. He saw the forests who are at the, you know, who at the, how do you say, the side of the ocean, the bank of the ocean, and he remembered the forest of Vrindavan and called out, Krishna, Gopinath. And then he spoke in a half-conscious or semi-conscious way. And he described there the essence of all instructions which he had ever given. He describes, in other words, what is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement, which he came to found. He said, the essence of all advice, and all his devotees went like, what? Tell us. It is to use one's 24 hours of the day to nicely chant and remember the Lord's divine name and transcendental pastimes. And he said, by this chanting, you will first capture the tongue. And then the mind would follow. And then you would mentally reside in Braj, in Vrindavan. And there you would look, how do the devotees act in relationship to Krishna? And you would follow one of these devotees. Prabhupada writes about these the best of Krishna's devotees, the gopis, who, would be there when Krishna would leave the village of Vrindavan in the early morning hours to tend his cows in the forest of Vrindavan. These exalted devotees would really be very, very sad when Krishna would leave them in the morning. And to overcome the misery of separation from Krishna, they would really talk all day about Krishna. And by this talking about Krishna, Krishna would mystically appear to the gopis. First, they would hear his flute playing in the distant areas of Braj. And then, second, after some time, they would see him manifest in the marrow of their minds. So Prabhupada said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that this method of the gopis to discuss about Krishna and to remember Krishna and then see how he would come into the mind is the supreme method. It is the best. It's that's what you have to do. And Prabhupada commented in the Krishna book, the gopis' only purpose was to remain always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Now I know that the mind of us ordinary people are not so attracted to Krishna. We have deep sanskaras or impressions, especially sexual attractions in our mind, and our mind is therefore really going easier to the opposite sex than to Krishna. But Prabhupada says, this Krishna consciousness movement is to train the mind in a Krishna conscious way. It's like mental training, like physical training, muscle training. This is mental training. It's a movement for mind training. Yes, it is difficult for us to think of Krishna just because we have these other impressions which pull us to think of other things. But although it may be difficult, we have to train. He says this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for training the mind to be always engaged in Krishna's business. And you should learn this before you die. This is what Prabhupada said. At the time of death, there are four terrible horrors which will attack you, every one of you. Oh, I have to leave everything. This is what the dying man is worried about. Even all my relatives and all my cloth, I have to just leave it behind, never to return. And then I will go, I don't know where I will go. So, but if I, and you will think, oh no, I wasted all my opportunities in life which I had. I just was not serious. You know, in our Gaura Bhavan, we discuss, we always discuss, we talk, we naturally talk. And devotees tell me, if Krishna really appeared in Vrindavan and he is in Vrindavan, why don't we move to Vrindavan, make Vrindavan our base, live in Vrindavan, and just come to this terrible place called the West from time to time for preaching? Because these devotees want to be clear that they use all the opportunities which they have. I think it's a good idea and we have to look into it, you know. Because there is a guarantee, at the moment of your death, you will think, have I really used my opportunity or was I just careless? So, therefore, Prabhupada makes it very clear that you have to now, because we will confront this, our own death, we have to learn to absorb our mind, because according to what's in your mind, you will continue your journey. Now you may say, Oh Shuchinandan, we are normally osavas. You go to Vrindavan. I go to Disneyland. Everyone should follow his path, no? I'm not so attracted to Krishna, so let me live my life without Krishna. Don't disturb me. My dear devotees, I have a surprise for you. It is most natural for you to be attracted to Krishna, and most unnatural if you're not attracted. Prabhupada writes about this. He says, for iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted toward Krishna is natural. Therefore, his real name is Krishna, the all-attractive one. We are, the reason why we are not attracted is because we are covered with garbage. With, not garbage, it's so strong. With, we are covered with rust. That's why we don't feel attracted. You know, if you have an iron and it's rusty, when you bring a magnet, the iron stays where it is. So when you bring in your life Krishna, but you are covered, a covered soul, you stay where you are. You don't make significant advancement. You remain a normal osoba because there's so much covering around you. Prabhupada says, only someone who is covered by the dirt of material contamination cannot be interested and attracted to Krishna. But then he says how we can uncover this. Go into the school of absorption. Where is this school? In Vrindavan. Who are the teachers? The associates of Krishna, who deal with Krishna, and just by hearing about how they feel towards Krishna, we begin to feel the same feelings. You will see when I start my seminar. You know, we brought Saranandi into the crematorium. And our devotees decorated her with a zari and with tilak and with garland. And I had made up my mind, I'm not crying. No, I'm not crying. I will give a lecture. I had looked in the crematorium hall. There was a wonderful podest. Looked like in a church, you know, the whatever it's called. And I was getting ready for my lecture. And I said, I don't cry. I don't cry. Because if I cry, start crying, then I can't give my lecture for Saranandi's pleasure. She was lying there like an angel. I mean, the body. Yes, the garlands and everything looked so nice. I said, I don't cry. Then everyone came in around her, a body. Then the first person started to cry. I don't cry. I have to give my lecture. Second person started. Third person. I don't cry. Fourth person. Fifth person. And then I cried like anything. Because if you have association, the qualities of the people you associate with come in your heart. So if you want to have feelings for Krishna in your dry desert heart, you need to hear about the associates of Krishna and how they deal with the Lord. So, are you ready? Do you want that your heart gets touched? Do you feel it's necessary? See, only when your heart gets touched, the shadow will go. So, let me now look at the wristwatch. I first want to prepare you. First, I want to bring some energy into your body because some of you are asleep. And then we will calm our mind. Then we will start to do a short meditation. And then we will leave Serbia and go to Vrindavan and hear about Krishna, who has just left the village of Vrindavan into the forest. Now, what I do is, now please have faith in me. I have done this millions of times. Just do what I tell you. Sit tall.
Du hast die Musik fertig. Nicht jetzt. Ich gebe dir ein Zeichen.
So, this will be a little intense. Bring your arms up and open your hands like this, and on an exhale bring it down. It's for energy. Only through the nose. Please bring your concentration to your breath. Sundari Radha, you're out of rhythm. No, Taran Chaitanya, like this. It's like almost Klimmzug. How do you say Klimmzug? Jai Gopal, what is happening to you? Jai Gopal gets very energetic. Soon he will fly. Now put, men put their left hand on the navel and ladies their right hand on the navel and then the other hand above it.
sada muškarčica, staviti svoju levu ruku prvo na stomak, na pupak, preko nje desno, a matka će se obraniti. Znači prvo desno, onda levo preko.
You will have three breaths and then we get more intensive. Slow breaths. Okay. Again. This time more with more energy. Some of you were just doing like splitski janans. No, it's really like if you want to have the benefit, you have to go like start. You have to do this 40 times. When you're up, you can imagine you pull yourself. You have to open your hands. Malva Muni, five more, you can do it. Bus. No, wait. Now become peaceful. Very carefully breathe in and out. Just notice the changes in your body and mind. You can now put your hands on your thighs. And for a moment, perceive the sounds around you. Expand your awareness. Do you hear the sounds in the kitchen? The sounds outside? Travel with your awareness. Now bring your awareness to your breath. Be We want to focus our awareness. Relax on every exhale. Relax your thighs. Relax the trunk of your body. Relax your shoulders. And now relax your face. Whenever you breathe out, try to smile a little bit. That relaxed smile should go in every cell of your body. No more tension. It is described that the devotee should think about the smile of Lord Krishna. That smile of the Lord will take away all the misery in his life. Now we will chant the sacred syllable Ram, which means Lord Krishna is the highest enjoyer. Breathe in always very deeply and then chant with me Ram. And chant the sacred sound in such a way that it pervades all of your body. All of your mind should be pervaded with the sacred syllable. And especially your heart and feelings should be pervaded. Pervade your body now. Bring it really in your body. mind. Chant from that place in Kirtan, focusing your mind on Krishna and his smile. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, hey, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, hey, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I request you to stay in this somewhat calm mood and peaceful mood in which you are now. And I request you to listen to a verse which Krishna says is the best, which Prabhupada says is the best verse for meditation about Krishna.
Parhapitam natavara vapu kanayokanikaram mi bradvasa kanaka kapisham vaichajantim chamalam rantran venu adara sudaya purayango pabrindar brindaranyam swapadaramanam pravishad gita kirti.
Krishna wears a peacock feather ornament upon his head. He has blue Karnikara flowers on his ear. He has a yellow garment as brilliant as gold. And he has a Vaijajanti garland of 5 types of flowers. When Lord Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan, he entered it in his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers. He beautified that forest with the marks from his footprints. And he filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips. While all this was going on, the cowherd boys around him did kirtan about his glories. In the Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami had said that when Krishna left the village of Vrindavan with all those cows, the gopis were there and they wanted to describe what Krishna looked like. But when they remembered Krishna, they just became speechless. What made the gopis so disturbed with love in their heart that they just couldn't express themselves? Shukadev Goswami describes for us what they saw. They saw Krishna with these beautiful, it's not just one peacock feather, it's a host of them which are coming from his golden crown like this. He has a Karnikara flower which looks like a trumpet over one of his ears. Usually he wears a golden flower because the color golden reminds him so much of Radharani. And then Krishna danced.
Krishna plays some.
In the other avatars which Krishna takes, he is not so much fond of dancing. Narsingha doesn't dance so much. We never hear of Matsya avatar dancing. Or Vamana. But Krishna is particularly described as the best of all dancers. He is dressed, you know, because he will dance in the forest. He has taken his shawl and just bound it around his waist. And then he starts dancing. Everything around him is dance. Krishna's eyes start dancing. Krishna's hair starts dancing, moving like a swarm of bees. And because he is with the cowherd boys, his mouth dances in different smiles and expressions. His feet are dancing. Krishna can't stop dancing. Even when he killed the demon Kaliya, what did he do? He danced on the hoods of the dangerous Kaliya demon. Even when Krishna held on his hand the mountain Giriraj, he couldn't stay still. He just... Every single part of Krishna's body dances. Even the lines on Krishna's neck and the lines of his belly, everything dances. And as he goes into the forest of Vrindavan, he places his dancing lotus feet and leaves this amazing footprints everywhere. Even today, you can see on some of the rocks Krishna's lotus footprint. You can see with your own eyes from Serbia. It is not a problem. I have at Gora Bhavan a stone like this. It is from the bridge of Lord Rama. It can swim on water.
Yeah?
But my next project is to get a footprint of Krishna from Vrindavan. I'm already making the arrangements with the Babas of Vrindavan. I want to show you one of these footprints of Krishna one day, so that you start believing in his reality. Now, it's interesting, Krishna, Shukadev Goswami mentions that Krishna has a Vaijajanti garland. This is made of five different colors, of five different kinds of flowers. And I want to ask you a question. Why is Shukadev Goswami not mentioning the Kostuba gem and the other jeweled ornaments? There's one reason. When in early in the morning, Mother Yashoda decorates Krishna with these beautiful jeweled ornaments. But when Krishna enters the forest, he puts all these jeweled necklaces, which and earrings even, down on the ground. He doesn't want to go with this in the forest. He prefers the little gunja berries. They are white and reddish and have a black dot, and a garland out of this, to all these jeweled decoration. Because he is a forest boy. The second is the reason why Krishna has this flower garland, and Shukadev Goswami doesn't mention anything about the jewels, is, see, the flower garland is usually made by Radharani. And therefore he doesn't want any other garments. He usually has flower earrings. Not these golden earrings. Because they are made by the two blacksmiths in Vrindavan. But Radha and the gopis make these flower ornaments. Our Lord is the Lord of love. And Vrindavan is the land of love. So he prefers to dress like this. The last point I want to make is that anyone who hears or thinks about this verse, how Krishna dances into the forest of Vrindavan, will automatically like to dance. There is a verse about how Krishna makes the whole world dance. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasava Vritya Jare Jai Chena Chaya Sitae Chekare Nritya. Lord Krishna alone is the supreme controller, and all others are his servants. They dance as he makes them to do so. For the end of this seminar, I will request you to do an exercise. First part of the exercise, you need to find yourself a partner, and everyone, even those who are not knowing anyone here, please find someone, and then I will tell you what you should do. Thank you very much. Who of you has not yet found a partner? Please look around. Look around. Who has not found a partner? then you find yourself someone. Now, I request you to do two things. Oh, I know you like to talk. It's only 5 more minutes, then you can talk like anything. For now, just pshhh. Now, imagine you are one of the different inhabitants of Vrindavan's forest. And you have seen Krishna as he entered the forest of Vrindavan. And now you want to talk to your partner who was not there about what you saw. And how you felt like this. And try to now not go wild in speculation. But listen again to the verse which describes Krishna. Because this is what you have seen. I think it is one of the greatest mistakes which a human being can do, to try to put his speculation into Krishna Leela. I think it is very necessary, therefore, to look through the eyes of the associates, like the gopis. This is what we want to learn during this seminar, to see through transcendental eyes, the eyes of those who are transcendental. So here are the informations again. Peacock feather, how does Krishna look like? Peacock feather ornament upon his head. Karnikara flowers on his ears. A yellow garment. And he dances. And he puts his footprints all over. And then he fills the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips. There are cowherd boys around him who do his kirtan. So start to describe now to your partner. You have been somewhere in the bushes. You should be very excited. You just have seen God. Why did you
have to take birth in the cowherd dynasty. Now you have to do all this heavy work. You can stay at home. We will send servants. But do all these heavy things, the heavy stones on the ground. Not just comfortable. But the deers have come with their tails and wipe the path. I have no problem. But then they instruct the boys. If Krishna doesn't know his limits, he's too lively. And then they say, Bhadrasena, Vibhadra, when Krishna, when the, you see a wild animal, you should jump before Krishna and protect him. And then when Krishna hears this, a wild animal, I need to be protected from, he just smiles. May this smile protect the whole world. This is what I saw. From the different scriptures. I don't speculate when it comes to Krishna. Just too careful. If this comes too late, I want a revelation. Finished? There is more to talk about Krishna, no? Hare Krishna. Madhava. Madhava is talking about Krishna. My dear devotees, you will see, I know it is at this moment a little bit forced, but I was very happy to see how you were already starting your. I mean, how you. Many of you talked very nicely about Krishna. See, Prabhupada designed our movement in such a way that we would always remember Krishna and not forget him, and therefore in his temples he asked that each morning two shlokas would be recited when taking darshan of Krishna. This is technically called mantra-pasana worship, that is, you worship the Lord through a mantra about which you meditate. And this one first mantra which we chant every morning when we live in temples or when we visit temples, we chant, gives the same picture as this one, this Bhagavatam verse. Please chant it with me.
Venum kvanantam aravindadalayataksham Bahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam Kandapakotikamaniya visheshashopam Govindamari purusham tamam vajami.
I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is expert in playing on his flute. He has blooming eyes like the lotus petal, and his head is bedecked with a peacock feather. He has the beauty of a new rain cloud, which has this bluish color. And his unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids.
Govindamadi purusham dhamam bhajami Govindamadi purusham dhamam bhajami.
So this is a meditation which the gopis had when Krishna left the village. All day they were absorbed in thinking of Krishna. And then they would hear the sound of the flute play coming from the forest and calling them, because Krishna also remembered the gopis and used his flute to give different messages to the gopis. And it is described that the gopis were in this way seeing Krishna within the clear mirror of their hearts. They came together and embraced themselves. And because Krishna was in each other's hearts, they felt as if embracing Krishna. Up to this moment, they cannot speak because they are so much moved by what they see. But tomorrow they will start to speak. Hare Krishna. That's all. So if you have any questions now, you may ask your question. Maybe there's questions about your shadow. Tomorrow I will start to talk more about your shadow. And then, you know, there will always be informations what to do and relishing of nectar in the seminar. We will take the indirect path by talking about the obstacles. And we will talk about the direct path, hearing about Krishna and chanting his glories. I very much like this image of Krishna just dancing, and his eyebrows dance, and his eyes dance, and his
Vajrajanti garland just moves so much up and down, you know, it's all over the place, you know. And he smiles. Shiva is known as Nataraj, the king of dancers. But when he really starts dancing, he destroys the universe. It's so much. When Krishna starts dancing, he wakes up the universe. Prabhupada said once, the whole world is filled with Krishna singing, but some just can't hear it. So, good. Pitanya, where are the questions? Gaurahari, Philip, our young man, Ishwarapuriji, Yamuna's sister, Madhyana Lida. Our Madhaji is also there, as always. Zuerst die anderen, nicht? Yeah. Gut. Who was first? When we reveal our heart to a non-devotee, it may give us some relief, but seldom a solution, because the non-devotee can't see the story behind the story. He can't see the Krishna dimension behind it. But it sometimes may help. It is, however, better to pray to Krishna that he sends you a devotee to whom you can finally reveal your heart. I know that my godbrother, His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj, always prayed each day, please send me a devotee to whom I can talk. It is a problem that we can't often find someone to talk to. It is a problem. In Japan, you can rent a person you can talk to. Rent a friend. so and so many dollars a day, and then you can talk the whole day. And he says, yes, yes. And gives signs of interest. Why can't we find a friend? Because everyone is nonsense and we are good? Or could it be that we don't really want to talk? We are more interested to keep a facade of the perfect being to the world. At that time, we don't want to talk if we want to keep our masks, consciously or subconsciously. Revealing our mind is most painful to us. Because what if someone would find out who I am? But if we don't learn this, we will be in trouble. Have you heard about the desert fathers in Christianity? They were monks who didn't like the institution of the church and therefore went into the desert for meditation. There in the desert they found out that the devil is not in the church, the devil is in their own heart. So, to become free from them, they began to travel, sometimes 200 kilometers to find someone they could talk and gain advice from. Because they knew the shadow would only leave them if they would talk to someone else. And look for advice. They knew the shadow would not leave them if they kept him secret in their hearts. I think we need to pray to find someone we can talk to. And Krishna will send someone. If we only pray to Krishna, we might cheat ourselves. We would say, oh Krishna, you know anyways everything about me. So if someone knows everything about me, then it's not so painful to reveal what is in me. You know, the real benefit starts if I put it out. Pray for a friend. Cry for a friend. And deserve a friend. Hare Krishna.
My question is related to this lecture because we are not here in the morning. So my question is, how should we behave or how should we act if we are in association of devotees that there is no discussion about Krishna or about Krishna's devotees? It's just Monday talk or Krishna politics. Kako bi se trebali ponašati kad se nalazimo u društvu? Bhakta. Nema razgovara o Krišni ili o Krišnim sljedbenicima, nego samo obični razgovor ili neka povijeda.
Well, the general, see, sadhu sangha doesn't mean to just meet some devotees. The sadhu sangha happens when you talk about Krishna. If you don't, sadhu sangha is, what it means is, it helps you to progress in your spiritual life.
I ono što sadhu sangha znači da vam pomaže da napredujete u svom duhovnom životu.
There are three questions which you should ask yourself after you have met a devotee.
I tu su tri pitanja koje možete sebi postaviti nakon što ste se sreli sa bhaktom.
Am I more enthusiastic?
Da li sam više entuzijastičan?
Do I now feel inclined to do bhajan?
Da li sada imam veću težnju da
and is my path more clear to me now? When you feel less enthusiastic and not enthusiastic to continue your bhajan, you didn't have good association. Now, when we have association with devotees who are young, just beginners, like most of us, they will not talk about Krishna. At that time, we shouldn't be too judgmental. They are new on the path. New people. But they are good people. Only when these people engage in the talk which is dangerous, we should leave. Ninda means offenses. Then we should politely say, I just remembered some urgent work which I have to do. Sorry, I have to leave. Yes.
Yeah.
And then leave. But you know, let us not approach the association of other devotees so judgmental. Are they good devotees? Do they talk about Krishna or not? Let us just see after the association, if there was some good signs, then we keep the association. When there are, is nothing is happening, then we are neutral. When we stumble into the association, we don't behave. But when there are harmful effects, then we remember some urgent work. Next time.
Da ne osuđujemo, jednostavno vidimo kakvi su efekti nakon toga i onda ako primetimo da već dolazimo u opasnu situaciju kada možemo praviti uvrede, onda se jednostavno setimo nekakvih posla.
You know, when you leave a devotee who doesn't just now talk about Krishna thinking that he is in Maya, you have created an offense.
Znate, ako sada napustite osobu,
two more minutes. When you leave a devotee thinking that he's in Maya, you have judged him. Lord Chaitanya says, don't make offense and chant Hare Krishna and you will definitely get love of Godhead. So, let us be careful with devotees. No? Even if they don't, if they talk, normal talk, best is you can bring some positive input into the discussion, but if they don't like this, be a little tolerant. And after some time, see, ask these questions. What is helpful, this association? And then you remember urgent work. When there's bad discussions, you remember urgent work. I myself always have association with devotees who are talking helpfully. And the other devotees, the younger devotees, I try to inspire. Usually it works because you know, everyone holds, you know, thinks I'm an older devotee, 40 years and so on. And the political people, I'm just not so interested by nature. I don't like to. Krishna. It is now 7:02. Philip has the last question, which I will do very, very brisk. You will ask your most quick question, yes. Krishna Lila. Fine border. Spekulatio. It sounds like a German cookie, Spekulatios, you know. We have also Spekulatios. This cream is very good. Yes. Well, it is said you first must do a lot of Shravana, hearing, and then you can do Kirtanam. About. Talk what you have heard. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we need to approach the transcendental area by understanding the river is transcendental, the forest is transcendental, the stones are transcendental of Vrindavan. Everything is transcendental. Yeah, that means I have no experience of them. I am a material being. So if I talk from my material experience about Krishna and how Krishna may feel towards feel also, it won't work. So the fine border is really here. What you have heard separates the world of speculation. Krishna, I want to thank you very much. I regret that I couldn't have everyone's question, but no problem. We are together for a whole week. I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for participating in this seminar so enthusiastically. And just remain seated for 1 second. There is an announcement by Madhva Munish.